Welcome to the Legalpreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Sager, founder and CEO of Legalpreneur Inc. As a serial entrepreneur and someone that works exclusively with small business owners legally protecting their business, I'm dedicated to covering common legal issues faced by business owners, providing you with the business knowledge you need to catapult your business's growth, and showing you just how some of the world's most elite entrepreneurs have handled these legal and business issues themselves. In true attorney fashion, the information in this episode is not legal advice. This is for informational purposes only, and you should always consult with your attorney before implementing any of the information in the show. Hey there, welcome back to another episode of the Legalpreneur Podcast. Today's business episode is about outsourcing social media. When do you do it? First, in case you missed it, Legalpreneur Live is now Dream Bigger. We're talking all things business and personal growth. Tickets are actually not for sale right now. We had to put everything on a wait list because things were getting a little crazy. And on July 11th, we are having a humongous blowout sale. When I mean humongous, I mean like 70% off of your VIP ticket, plus like another added bonus. However, this offer will only be available to those on our text list. So text the word event to 832-225-3164. Yes, 70% off of your VIP ticket. And there's another amazing thing in there, and you're gonna be like, what the heck? Have you gone crazy? No, I have not gone crazy, but text me. We will get you all the details. And seriously, nobody else is going to get this offer. You have to be on the text list. This will be available for 24 hours only on July 11th to get you a ticket to Dream Bigger. Still happening October 5th through the 7th in Phoenix, Arizona, covering all things business and personal growth. Okay, when or if ever should you outsource social media? And of course, this is going to be different for everybody, but I do have, I think, a good general answer because this question comes up all the time. So for most small business owners, you can do this on your own when you're just starting out, if you want to. Some people are just like, ugh, I don't want to be on social media. I don't want to spend my time there. And you don't have to. You don't have to at all. I do think it is important to an extent to have a presence on social media, especially depending on who your audience is. If your audience is online, you do need to have some kind of presence, even if it's you physically doing it or having somebody else actually do it. As long as you have something for people to go look at, like, because most people, if they're thinking about doing business with you, they're going to look you up. They're going to look to see if you have a website. They're going to look to see if you have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok now. And you need to make sure that there's just something there. That way they're like, okay, they are a legit business because they have this presence. I'm not saying everybody with a presence has a legit business, but that's what most consumers perceive. So when you're starting out, if you enjoy social media, if you enjoy posting, then do it on your own. However, if you don't enjoy it, then don't do it. You know me, I'm all about leaning into our desires these days. And I personally, I don't have the brain power anymore to sit there and write out social media captions. So I don't really do that much anymore. There are times when I do, absolutely, and like I'm just feeling very inspired or very called. So I'm not like, especially on this, like just the graphics, I'm not the one really writing out the posts. I typically read through them and approve them before they go out, but I'm not sitting there writing them. A lot of our content that's put out today, I can't make the first draft anymore. I'm like, just make me something and I will go over it and like change it myself. But I like me getting the first draft out of anything these days, it's very, very hard for me to do. Now, that being said, when it comes to interacting on Instagram, on Andrea Sager Law, that typically is me. Like 100%, that is pretty much me interacting, engaging. I'm in the DMs. And obviously, I'm the one creating the reels. So, and I'm the one on stories. So that is me. Like there's a part that I do enjoy doing still and that I think I'm decent at. And that's reels, showing up, engaging, and actually like being a human being online. But as far as like the graphic posts, the graphics and writing out the captions, like I just don't have the brain power to do that anymore. So that has been outsourced. I mean, I say outsourced, I would say delegated for, right at 2 years. We had an in-house social media person that was hired 2 years ago. And then as of earlier this year, they're no longer with our company. And then we decided to outsource it to an outside marketing company because now we're really shifting gears. We have, you know, the client-facing side of the business, the lawyer-facing side of the business. And so the Legalpreneur account is very much client-facing. Andrea Sager Law now is, I don't want to say exclusively lawyer-facing, but more business. Like it's not just not really that much legal stuff on Andrea Sager anymore. It's more business. So that's how we're really differentiating between the two these days. So when should you outsource? I think number one, when you don't want to do it anymore. And number two, I hate to say when you can afford it because I'm also of the belief like if you desire to no longer do this and you desire to have somebody else do it, then the money will come. So keep that in mind. If you're like, I just can't afford it, put that intention, put that desire out into the world that you no longer desire to do this social media and you want to pay somebody to do it. And I truly believe the money will come. As long as you're in alignment, that is your desire, the money will come to outsource social media. Now, across the board, I have seen prices vary greatly. Now, at Legalpreneur, we do social media for attorneys. So that we have an in-house marketing person that she is now doing social media for attorneys. And that's something that she desires doing. Like that is her gift, is social media. And she graduated from law school. She just didn't want to be a practicing attorney. And I was like, you belong with me, girlfriend. And so we have this whole game plan and we're really building out the business side for the attorneys. And honestly, like the prices are across the board. If you create the content and you just want somebody to post for you, like that's going to be a lot cheaper than if you want somebody to post for you, plus create the content, create the graphics, draft all those captions, and then also go in and interact. Like if you want to be completely hands-on, that's going to be several thousand dollars a month. And of course, it also depends like how many posts per week, things like that. So I know somebody's going to come and ask like, oh, how much is it to outsource social media? It's across the board. It depends what you want, who you work with, and how many times you want to post. Like there's a million things that will go into it. So don't ask me price. I can't get you an exact price. If you're an attorney or a business professional, a service provider, and you're like, hey, I am interested in working with your team, just reach out, let me know, and we can get with you to figure out what you're wanting and how we could possibly work together. One thing I do want to say for everybody listening is if your audience is on social media, don't neglect social media. Have some type of presence. But if your audience is not on social media, which is not very, very many audiences these days, then I would say don't kill yourself to like show up online because people are going to know when it's not authentic, you being online. But you most likely want to have some type of presence. But my biggest thing is always be authentic about it. You can like, it's all about energy. And so many people can tell when you're not being authentic. And I think that's why a lot of businesses are more successful than other businesses these days is because they show up online and they're very authentic and people can see that and people want to do business with people. So show up, be authentic, and get it done. And just so you know, this is mainly about Instagram. TikTok, I have a whole nother spiel about that. So maybe that'll be like next week's episode, outsourcing that. Yeah, let me know if you have questions. Don't forget about Legalpreneur Live. Get your tickets now, 50% off, and I'll see you next time. Here at Legalpreneur, we're committed to providing a supportive legal community for all business owners. I know how scary the legal stuff can be. If you found this information helpful, I would be so grateful if you could share it with a fellow business owner. And quite frankly, it doesn't cost anything to rate, review, or subscribe to the show. Your support helps me reach more listeners, which allows me to support more business owners in their entrepreneurial journey. Have any questions or comments about the show? Feel free to drop me a line on Instagram. I promise I read all of the messages and comments. And if you want to be a guest on the show or know someone that would make a great guest, simply fill out our application form and a team member will reach out if we think it's a good fit. I'll see you in the next episode.